decisions is an ongoing challenge. Everyone must make decisions constantly. Decision making can be very demanding, very difficult, and very costly. Decision making began when the first humans, Adam and Eve, made that pivotal decision in the Garden of Eden. Their decision to go against God's will by eating from the forbidden tree resulted in the fall of all humanity. Once they fell away from God's protective, guiding presence, they had to rely upon their own understanding. Ever since, all humans have faced the challenges of decision making. It should be evident from the garden experience that humans are incapable of making the right decisions. And yet, making the right decisions is the essential precursor to right living. So, what's a person to do? First, admit that you cannot make the right decisions. You need the decision maker, Jesus Christ, to indwell you. Therefore, you must partake of the tree of life by receiving the Spirit of Christ into your life. Once you become a Christian, you want to make the right decisions. Because of your new nature in Christ, since you do, two things are necessary to make the right decision. The first thing is a valid set of guidelines. This should form the basis of all decision making. The best set of guidelines is the Holy Bible. Through the Bible, God will reveal the quality of life He has for you and the way you are, you live. The Holy Bible is God's standard by which you should conduct your life. But such profound guidelines require a guide. Thus, a guide is the second prerequisite to right decision-making. Therefore, God graciously sends the Holy Spirit to all who accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. When you do, you are born of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit indwells you to lead you and guide you. The Holy Spirit acts as your instructor. You are blessed with a 24-hour tutor. Jesus said that the Spirit would teach you all things. The Holy Spirit not only instructs you, but also empowers you to accomplish the task. Jesus said that you would receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Thus the Holy Spirit will instruct, guide, and empower you to do God's will. God knows exactly what you need. He will lead you to make the right decisions. He promises to order your steps if you will let Him. I pray that as you seek God's guidance, you will hear Him say, "This is the way, walk in it." And with His guidance, you will make the right decisions.